My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, this is my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss hobbies. We're going to discuss the ins and outs of why it's a good idea to have one, and remind you not to limit yourself to just one. Let's get started.
Here we go.
Audience is sounding excited about some hobbies today.
I love hobbies, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome.
All right. I'm in charge of the quiz.
Yes.
And seeing as how the last time Charlie answered quiz questions, I mean, she almost got us canceled.
I've really been struggling on the quizzes lately.
Girl, I know.
It's not been very smooth, man.
Oh, man. But I decided to try to, I really decided to try to go easy here for her.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I could probably use it.
I hope so. All right. So, with the quiz, I decided to, since we're talking about hobbies, I made it more of a theme of, you know, hobbies that could become careers.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like that.
All right. So, question number one. What hobby could lead to a career in publishing?
Reading?
What?
Don't you have to read to publish stuff?
It was writing.
Okay. I mean,
I could see reading, though. I could see where you got that.
Yeah, because you got to read stuff to publish it, I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
Writing. Okay.
All right. What hobby could lead to a career in fashion, journalism, or weddings?
Photography.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it right, yeah.
All right.
What hobby involving mixing beats could turn into an entertainment job? I mean beats like as in music, not beets the vegetable.
Not Shroot Farms.
No.
DJ.
Yes.
Oh. Ding, ding, ding. You're not used to being in charge of the button.
I'm not. I know. I gotta get myself on it.
Recording studio looks different these days. These sounds like Shroot Farms.
What hobby could lead to a career in agriculture or landscaping?
Gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi.
All right.
I really make it up for the last few weeks. Getting rough in there.
You haven't even come close to getting us canceled today.
Sure.
All right. Last, what hobby could lead to becoming a pastry chef?
Baking.
Oh, yeah. Winner, winner.
I almost said cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wait, no, because baking and cooking are different.
Mm-hmm.
And I should know because baking is not a hobby of mine and cooking kind of is.
Yeah, baking is very, very different because I think with baking, like, you really have to be so precise with your measurements and things.
For real. And it takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't, like, play a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what I do find interesting about baking is, do you ever see those things where it's like, they show you like different cookies and they'll be like, here's what was different with this cookie. And they'll be like, oh, we added another egg to the batter. And this cookie has too much salt. Like this cookie had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of, you could kind of experiment if you really want to possibly ruin a whole fucking batch of cookies.
There's no need to do that.
Well, or like with brownies, I know if you add an extra egg, it can make them more cake-like.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't ruin a brownie either.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, some people like them like that. There's a little room to be experimental with your baking.
Okay, fair.
But, yeah, I think in general, cooking's a little more fun because you can kind of, you know, measure shit with your heart.
Yeah. Like garlic. I measure that with love. It calls for a clove. We're probably looking at 3. You know, though, as you said, baking with cookies and cakes, and when you go to ice them, you can get really creative.
You can.
With the decoration of it.
Yes.
So that could easily be a good, probably not the same, but like I enjoy coloring in the adult color book.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be a very zen process for me.
Yeah.
So I could maybe see if you were doing the decorations on a cake or something that could be zen-like.
I could see that. I think here's my problem with, like, decorating cakes and stuff. I always find, like, the prettiest cakes, the ones that look the nicest, that frosting tastes the fucking nastiest.
The fondant or whatever.
The fondant. Yeah. Yes. I hate it. It's gross.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. I if somebody could experiment with making that shit taste better,
let us know. We'll be your test people.
And then like the really good yummy frosting, it doesn't decorate really very well. I don't think.
No, it doesn't. No, because it's the German chocolate frosting. It's to me one of the best.
I'm like, that one is good.
That was so good.
Yeah.
I was thinking like cooking to me is then I enjoy. I call it my Sunday morning playlist, and it's just like my chill songs on my playlist.
Oh, okay.
And so I put my chill songs on, and I just like zen out and chopping up some veggies, and breakfast tends to be my jam for that one. I will say I'm learning in a trailer. It's not as much of a zen process. There's not room to dance around the kitchen very much. So,
well,
if I do, I'm falling into the studio.
It's not, and I mean, there's no counter space for you to be getting too into your chopping.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, it's rough in here.
But I do still enjoy cooking. Like, I do find it zen.
Yeah.
When I'm just, I know kind of the recipes in my head. I'm not following anything at that point. Especially if you're doing like scrambled eggs or something, just real chill.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a recipe for it. Just whatever's coming up in your head. And I could just zen out, like I said, and chopping the vegetables and like mixing things. And next thing you know, I'm like, where did the last 45 minutes go? It should not take 45 minutes to make eggs, but I don't mind that it did.
Yeah.
Because I just get sidetracked, take a little sip of coffee here and there, and kind of all over. And to me, like, that is a total hobby. If I can do something that lets my mind wander.
Yeah.
To the point of not noticing how fast time was just passing, that's kind of a hobby.
I would agree. I think with cooking, a lot of it for me is trying new recipes. So how you're saying, like, you're not even using a recipe, you're just kind of zoned out. I'm trying new recipes. I love to find something new, whip it up, see what shakes with it. But, you know, I mean, of course, we do also hit that grief sometimes with that one. Because,
yes.
Sometimes it don't work out just the way I wanted it to.
I know that new recipe that sounded so good was, like, either a pain in the butt to make, and then you go to eat it, and you're like, that was so not worth the effort.
Yes.
That is true.
Yeah. But yeah, I do enjoy cooking. It is hard. It's hard here in the trailer. So you'll find that your new hobby might be learning some good crock pot meals.
It might be. It might be. And I like a good crock pot meal, so that's okay too. I think that, I think hobbies are so important to have because they really do help, like, with your mental well-being.
Yes.
Right? They can help reduce stress. They can, like I was saying, how I, like, will zen out while I'm doing something. They just help, like, lower your, the stress hormone or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's good to have that hobby that can kind of take you out of your day-to-day grind.
Yes.
You know, and give you that chance to kind of just zone out for a bit.
Yeah, I agree. And so, like, when I think of hobbies, I think of, you know, things I like to do in my downtime. And I know for you and I both, reading is definitely something we enjoy.
Oh, I love reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to get into that as a hobby.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't used to read a lot.
No.
When we were younger, I don't think.
No. It was not a favorite pastime of mine back then.
Man, I think it's always been one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah.
100%. Like, when we were kids, I remember, I don't know what age we were, there's a place that we lived, and they had the stairs, and, like, we would make the stairs the library, and then we made a little reading nook underneath it, where we could go hang out at the library. Like, I always loved that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I've always just thought, I think that I've always just enjoyed reading. But one of the first things I set up in my room here was my little library. It's small. I left 5 coats of books at home, but it's like, I want to get my little library set up because I'm reading. And this is, you know, I'm like, I really do enjoy doing it. And it's been something that it can take me into another world. So that one, I don't zen out as much as, like, my mind doesn't wander, but it wanders into the world that I'm reading in.
Okay.
Like, the Berenstain Bear books, when I was a kid, I used to love pretending I lived in that treehouse with them and to do exploring with them. And, oh, man, I wanted to be their little sister so bad.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. The Berenstain Bear books were good.
I know. And the Clown Around.
Oh, the Clown Around was right there.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. I remember reading from a young age, like, loving books. So that one's always been a hobby of mine. But now, you said it took you a while to get into it as a hobby.
Yeah.
But now, like, you find it. I know you've made a comment in the past when you've had a week off work. And you have to, like, set yourself goals of you can't read today because you've got to go do stuff.
Right.
Because you get so caught up in that hobby sometimes.
I will. I'll stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning reading a good book.
I know.
It's a problem.
Just one more chapter. The lies we tell ourselves. You know, it's a good thing to try new hobbies.
It is.
And I'll go back on that cooking. I knew how to cook and it was fine to me, but it was just something to do. Like, you had to do it to eat dinner kind of thing. And I don't think it was until my mid-30s that I found that, oh, I actually enjoy this.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I started viewing it more as a hobby than a chore, I guess.
So yeah.
That was a newer one for me.
I think for me, and you can get into certain things, right? So for me, I really love make hot cocoa and experiment with hot cocoa. So when I love cooking in general, but, like, coming up with random hot cocoa recipes and trying new hot cocoa recipes.
You should get into iced cocoa right now.
I should.
Yeah. I'd be down for that. You do make good cocoa, though.
I know.
You've experimented with a lot of different flavors.
Yes. And, you know, you got to experiment with, like, how much cream and how much milk to make it just that right thickness. Because you want it to be creamy and perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember, see, one of my hobbies that it hasn't been as much in the past year. However, prior to that, for a good, I think a solid 4 years, hiking. Mm-hmm. And I had hiked in my early 20s And I thought it was okay. I didn't hate it or love it. And I got into it again in my late 30s. And all of a sudden, I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I'm talking, there was days I'd go 5-6 days a week. And in getting that new hobby, it changed some of my friendships.
Okay.
I had two different ones. Well, maybe three. One was just a friend would go with me sometimes and we'd chit-chat and stuff. Another one was a friend that, you know, we would just, she wasn't a big drinker, I was. And so we would sit at the bar together a lot. Mm-hmm. And I got into hiking and I think she came out with me. And all of a sudden, we were in a different environment.
Right.
And I think, I don't want to put like words in her mouth because she never personally said this, but it put us more on common footing. We were both doing something we enjoyed.
Okay.
As opposed to, oh, she's watching me sit at the bar and we're having a nice conversation, but not near as deep.
Okay.
As when we were hiking. So when we were hiking, just another layer, and she really got into it where we'd be like timing ourselves and it was fun. Like it was cool. We're like, oh, let's see. And towards the middle or end of that, I don't remember when it happened, I had another friend who, we had a pretty good connection, but we didn't really hang out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We would talk in passing at work kind of thing. She quit working there, and I had already gotten into the hiking a little bit, and I asked her to join me. And it, like, just a whole nother layer to the friendship we'd already had, because we started meeting up once a week. It
right.
was never failed. That, I mean, it only failed if one of us was out of town on a vacation. And, you know, we'd meet up every Saturday. Listeners, well, our friend Julie that was on a happy hour with us before. So Julie and I, every Saturday, for a straight 2 years. That's when, like, the hiking lasted for a long time for me. But, you know, we'd meet up every Saturday. We'd say, oh, we're leaving it on the mountain. And, man, did we feel better afterward. But it really was a hobby. But it was a hobby that gave me physical exercise, too.
Right. And hiking, for me, so I would say I got into hiking, I lived in Washington for about a year.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty up there.
So pretty. And that is where I learned to enjoy hiking. Because I am not...
The trolls. play a troll game with the kids.
The kids love to pretend to be trolls. Find, like, little bridges or whatever, and then they'd have to be trolls and do riddles. Cross the bridge.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm like, oh man, I was remembering that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was good for the kids too, because they, you know, they'd run out and climb rocks and get some energy out and whatever. But yeah, so it was up there that I got into hiking. But I would also say I am, so how you're talking about relationships and things, I would go back into like how Big J and I are. Big J, he likes to hike. But he likes to hike, and he's in it for the exercise, and he's in it to win it, right? He's like, I hike, you know, 5 miles. And
he's giving his best.
He is. And I'm out there to hike to just walk around and wander around and see the pretties.
Look at the flower. Look at the tree. He's like, I've already beat you around the mountain twice, dude. What are you doing?
Oh, man. So I think that's something, you know, you have to think about, because we both enjoy hiking. We just enjoy it in different ways. And so I have to know if he's the one that's asking me to go hiking, I got to know, like, it's game on at that point. It's not funsies time for me. It's buckle down time. But he does try to be, like, patient about it. He'll be like, I made some exceptions, and we'll stop for pictures right here and this and that.
Or like you said, depending on which one of you asked to go.
Yes.
So if you're the one that said, hey, I want to go hiking, then he has to understand, we're taking pictures, we're stopping, we're staring, we're looking. And if he asks, then you got to be like, get your running shoes on, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go out and hike 5 miles. I don't give two shit, but I wasn't trying to time it. Damn. I didn't know we were in a hurry.
I think for me, there's always been a slight mix of it.
Yeah.
Like, I like to know how long that's going to take me. Or you got a general idea. I mean, when I first started hiking, I could barely make it a mile. And I was like, woo, that's rough. And then I'd look at the map and I'm like, I made it 1 mile. That's how far that trail was. And by the time I stopped, I'd be like, man, I want a good hike in. I'm going to do this 4 mile one.
Oh, yeah.
Or years ago, I remember having a friend being like, well, I'll meet you for a hike. And I'm like, I want a good hike. So I did a 3 mile trail before I met up with her to do the 1 mile. Because I was like, I want to get some real exercise in. Like, I want to enjoy my hike, but also get some real exercise in.
Yeah.
So.
And if it's uphill, count me out.
The strenuous. Like, that's not a jam.
Jam it!
Also, like, painting stuff. Or, okay. Like I said, coloring in those books. Like, those are really good hobbies to just zone out with.
I can see that. I don't. Those are those moments where I'm like, I don't feel creative. I don't know. Those don't relax me.
Fair.
But I can see a lot of people probably do enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. I think. Well, I'll pull the coloring books out for you later. Maybe you'll learn a new appreciation for it. Yeah. And you know what's crazy too is, like, I think we need to give ourselves that permission of just because you start a hobby, if it's not your jam after all, it's okay to stop doing it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I tried crocheting for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And this is years ago, years. I was a Girl Scout leader.
And I was like, I didn't know you crocheted.
Yeah. So I was a Girl Scout leader, and in doing that, we had like a leader day where we could go and do these breakout sessions about, you know, different badges and stuff we could do with the girls, this and that. And on one of those breakout sessions, it was crocheting. And so me and my co-leader had gone to that one, and I was kind of like, I kind of like this. I'm going to do more. And I did try. I didn't realize how much work crocheting can be. Like, you have to be able to read patterns, and you have to know how to do, like, certain stitches, and I know some really basic, like, I know how to make a line and turn myself around and make another line.
You can make a blanket.
I could, yeah. I could make a scarf.
A lot easier. I have a couple of scarves from friends in the past who've tried knitting, and they got into it for a little bit, and they made me a scarf.
Yeah.
It's funny you said that, because I was thinking about, I had a friend that offered to teach me knitting.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that could be really fun. And then my immediate next thought was, I don't want to, what am I going to make?
Right. What are you going to do with all this stuff?
Right. And that, to me, then it turned, years ago, I tried to pick up this hobby of making crafts with books.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I loved them. Like, I really loved having them. I enjoyed making them. It was fun. And I love reading. Like, cute little things to just decorate around the house. And then eventually, I'm like, why am I still making these? No, I gave some away 1 year for Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And then from there, I thought, I don't know what else to do with this shit.
Right.
And so I just quit. Like, it was a hobby that was fun, but it was just going to create shit around my house, which I don't want.
Right.
And it's actually, it was a hobby that could have turned into, well, not for me personally, guys, on that one, they were not that good, but you could turn them into a career. Because someone was like, why don't you go to the craft fair and sell it?
Right.
Like, I want to be lugging tables around on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. to set up for the craft fair. Maybe right. Sell $20 worth of my junk I made sitting around the house. Like, it didn't seem like my jam. But you see those people at craft fairs all the time that make really cute stuff.
Really cute, yeah.
And that is, like, their hobby, and they turn it into career. I think it depends on what your hobby is and how much shit you make.
Yeah. Well, okay, and, like, so then, like, if your hobby is a career, is it still a hobby?
I think that would really depend on how you felt about it. If you are maybe pushing yourself to get 30 blankets done this week, I don't know if that's really feasible, guys. I've never crocheted, but 30 scarves. We'll say scarves. If you're trying to push yourself to get 30 scarves done because you have orders to make, I think that would take the joy out of it.
Right. I think so.
If you're still sitting around though making those scarves because you just want them for your next craft fair, but it's not a rush. You don't get them done, and you're enjoying it while you're watching TV. And it's still a hobby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree. I think it can be, I don't know though. I mean, if you found something you love doing and you're able to make money at it.
Yeah. I think that's what would change it, is your thoughts on it. So if you're still enjoying it and it doesn't feel like it's going to work, then it's still a hobby.
Right.
And if you're doing it and it feels like a chore, then it's probably not a hobby anymore. So I think there's probably a fine line in that. Of turning your hobby into a career, I think there'd be a fine line. So if you are still enjoying it, then it could be like the best of both worlds.
Agreed.
If you're not still enjoying it, then maybe then you got to find a new hobby. Like, now I'm making money on my old hobby, but it's not as enjoyable, so now I need a new hobby. Because I do believe people use hobbies, obviously, to fill your free time.
Right.
And then again, for me, a lot of it is about just zoning out, like being able to get in a zen state of mind, maybe without meditating sometimes, because I don't always make the time to meditate like I should.
Yeah.
So, which is so silly, right? I don't know why I don't, but not the point of that conversation. But it's a good way to just, you know, relax.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important to have one. I know too, for a while, and like I said, give yourself permission if it doesn't stick. Like, I have tried to learn how to play guitar for, I'm going to go on, I don't know, probably 10 years. It just doesn't stick for me. My fingers start hurting. I get annoyed. I don't make time to practice. And our nephew, Jay, he has patiently sat with me quite a handful of times. Aunt Charlie, just like this. I'm going to teach you a few chords. It just comes so naturally to him. Like, he doesn't have to look at sheet music. He can listen to stuff, pick it up. He plays so many instruments. And that is just natural to him, which I think is so amazing.
It is.
For me, I have to practice and look. And when he did start with me about saying, don't look at the, like, just listen to this. He taught me a few lines of a Kenny Chesney song, thinking that would help me get way more into it. And it did. That was the hardest I've practiced for about a good 3 weeks there. Because I really wanted to play that Kenny Chesney song. A few months go by, he's like, so are you practicing? Are you ready to learn the next part of it? I'm like, no, I quit practicing because my hands hurt. And so I still want to do it, but it's also not, I don't know that it's ever going to be a thing I get real good at. And I didn't bring it with me. He goes, that's going to be the best time, just sitting around the camper and playing your guitar. I go, yeah, I'm sure the whole, trailer park wants to hear me do row, row, row your boat, because that's all I know how to play.
Oh, man. You know, though, I think to myself about, you know, like musical instruments, I would say they don't come natural to me. And, you know, I remember as kids, our older sister, she did play piano.
Yeah.
And she loved it, right? And she's good at it. And I think even now, like, as an adult, she probably still plays.
Yeah.
And there was an attempt to teach me at one point. That went straight to shit.
She's never been a patient teacher. I have another friend that plays piano, too, and that's a good zen for her. She hadn't played a piano in a lot of years. I don't remember how the story went, if she got a keyboard or a piano and put it in her house and started playing again. And she was like, Carly, oh, I feel so good. Like, I've missed it.
Mm.
And our sister, I know she feels good when she plays too. Like, it is some kind of a zen thing. It's also wanted to kind of hit on the fact that hobbies are a great way to meet people.
Oh, yeah.
Reading is not it. Unless you did a book club, actually.
Yeah.
You can look for a book club in your area. Hobbies are a good way to meet people with some common interests. So if you're like new to a new town or something and you want to meet people in that town, maybe you find a hiking group. We have a friend of ours that actually joined a hiking group to meet new people.
Yeah.
And, you know, goes out with them and just you meet people that have the same common interests as you. And you can build some good friendships from that kind of thing.
That's true. Yeah, and I think, I don't know that I've ever tried to meet anybody in that particular manner.
I don't think you ever try to meet anyone, do you?
I don't.
That's not your jam. Remember when we lived in, when I moved to St. Joe and I made that book club?
Oh, yeah.
I got you to join it. You had fun with it.
I did. It was a lot, though. It's like a lot.
Yeah, you know.
People talking.
I was going to say talking, people. It was, yeah. Someone like me, though, who likes to be social.
Yeah.
It's cool to use a hobby as that way to be social and still enjoy that hobby that you're doing. And like I said, and again, who cares if you try a new hobby that doesn't stick? Because I've had that question, like, is there anything you wish you'd ever tried to learn how to do? All kinds of things. So I try them. They didn't work. They don't work.
Yeah.
You know, I've enjoyed learning. Who knew that? I don't know that it'd be a hobby, but I enjoy doing projects around the house.
Oh.
With that sense of accomplishment. I'm like, ooh, that'll be fun to do on a Saturday. Walking around Lowe's is kind of a hobby sometimes. Daydreaming about my future home or future this or next project I might do. Like that, I don't know if that'd be considered an actual hobby or not, though.
Daydreaming?
Daydreaming is a great hobby if it's a hobby.
I think it could be. I think I like to come up with, I don't know. I like to come up with ideas. I come up with ideas all the time about all kinds of random shit, you know? Like, oh, this would be such a fun movie. And I, in my head, mentally play it out. I never actually write the thing.
Oh, got you.
Like, I don't
think then writing could be your hobby.
It could be, but I don't want to do all that.
Just the daydreaming of it.
It seems like a lot of work. I just like to come up with a story, and if I could tell it to somebody, they could write it.
Let them make their own hobby out of it. Like, I'm going to tell you, if you enjoy writing, but I think writing is using your creative side.
Yeah.
I've only ever started 2 books. I don't know that I'll ever finish either of them. One of them I for sure won't ever finish.
I think, you know what? Way back in the day, they used to have certain people in villages that were storytellers. And I think maybe we come from a long line of storytellers. Because I could tell a fucking story. I just don't want to write it down. And I think somebody was telling the story and somebody else was over there like pounding it into the stone tablet.
Oh, maybe.
My guess.
I mean, I think talking could be my hobby.
Into the podcast.
Yeah, making it a career. But it's still fun, so it's still considered a hobby too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's where those fine lines come in. You think about people that love cooking.
Right.
And then they open a restaurant.
True.
That hobby they love turns into a nightmare for some.
Yeah.
God bless, dude.
That's true.
So that could be, they could still enjoy cooking, obviously, on the side, but it can take a whole different turn of
what do you think about, like, professional sports people? Like, you think they still enjoy it as much? I mean, you think about that because I'm like, they probably started playing because they enjoyed it. It's a fun little hobby. But now,
it's their livelihood. I don't know. I think that's interesting because I've wondered that actually about watching kids in sports. You know, you start at like 3, 4, 5 in T-ball.
Yeah.
And they're good and they're loving it. So the parents keep going. And then you hit a point in, I don't know for sure, but I think like in the middle school area, where all of a sudden you're joining like the leagues.
Oh yeah, like those travel teams.
The travel teams and the kids doing it 24/7. And I've seen enough Lifetime movies to know that can push a kid over the edge.
Yes.
There's not fun. But I've also seen other kids who like took it seriously, but they wanted it. Like, no, I want to turn this into a career.
Right.
I love playing so much. I've heard, I am not a football fan. Like, I can give a shit less about it. I do not care about it. I don't enjoy watching it. My eyes can barely follow the ball, like, no thanks, whatever. But I've heard of people saying they enjoy watching college football a lot more than NFL. Because in college, it's like they're still having fun with the sport. And they felt like when they hit, like some of those players got drafted and hit the NFL, they didn't seem like they were having as much fun.
Oh, okay.
Just a comment I've heard. It's not some statistic or anything like that. So I don't know. You know, maybe when you do hit NFL status, so much more is riding on your shoulders.
Maybe. If any of you NFL players are listening to us, Give us a holler. Let us know.
Is it still fun for you?
Do you like it? I don't know.
I think too, though, that could make the difference in some of the players. Like, you could probably know when you're watching a certain player. I'm now trying to think of baseball. I don't have a specific player in mind. I just think there are teams, when you watch them, I am partial to the Diamondbacks. Love them. I just love that team, and I love watching baseball. They always seem like they're having fun.
Okay.
And I've watched a few, let's just say, like, Yankees. They seem like they're kind of having fun, but they seem a lot more serious. So it could be the organization you're in. It could be, you know, the teammates around you.
Right.
And I think that can keep stuff more fun. Or you watch Banana. Have you ever seen Banana Ball stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are having a blast.
They do look like they're having a good time.
Yes. And I see a lot of their, I follow them on social media. So I see, you know, a lot of their behind the scenes stuff. And they seem like they're seriously just having fun together.
Yeah.
So I think there is that fine line. Like, that is their career now. And they had to try out for it. They had to do all this work for it. But some of them, and I don't remember names of players, but, you know, they were working hard to get into the MLB. Didn't work. And then they got called by, you know, the Banana Ball. And they're like, oh, my God, I did not know I could have this much fun doing it. I'm like, that's cool. So, yeah, I think they could still have fun.
All right.
Any of you Banana Ball players want to talk to us, let us know, too.
Yeah, we're down.
Let us know how much you really enjoy it, because your job looks really fun to me. I mean, I don't want to do the flips and tricks, but
I like watching you do them.
Yeah, I do. The dancing, I'm like, oh, I can get a little line dance together every week.
We'll get you right on that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll be our line dancer for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, they look like they have fun. So I think there is that. You could turn a hobby into a career, and it can still kind of stay as a hobby as long as you're still enjoying it.
I agree.
And then again, like, give yourself permission to try new hobbies. Like, you said you didn't enjoy reading when you were younger, and now it's one of your favorite pastimes.
It is.
I didn't used to enjoy cooking. And again, I tried, like, hiking years ago, didn't think I'd love it, and then fell in love with it. And I fell off it, but I think sometimes that's just where you're at in life, and you end up going back to hobbies as you go as well.
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, like I said, I picked up that guitar at least 4 different times to try to learn it. I'm not giving up yet.
Please do.
Goodness gracious. So I would say our lesson learned and growth earned on this. It's a great idea to have a hobby. It does reduce stress, and it can help with your mental well-being. And don't be afraid to try new ones. It might surprise you in what sticks.
In our next episode, you are going to get an update on all of our life changes, and you're going to find out how it's going so far. You'll hear our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And as always, if you enjoy what you're hearing, share this episode with a friend, like us, or make sure to follow on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.